Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Sympathize with this music as I play bass in Mac DeMarco's band. Let's hear some more good music, Mac.
Bass, drums, guitar, you got it all here. Thanks for tuning in to the wildest radio station in the world. It's Mac DeMarco here.
The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair celebrates 5 years with many more to come this Sunday, November 16th at Heritage Hall from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This fifth anniversary fair offers over 50,000 records on sale, plus thousands of records available by donation in support of local charities. Come to the fifth anniversary of the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Buy and sell records this November 16th at the Heritage Hall. Admission is only $4. 5,000 records on sale, plus thousands of records. 50,000. Yeah. Holy shit.
Holy.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that much.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner. Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866
662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
This is the main event. This Friday on CITR, women's hockey returns to the airwaves. Fresh off a bye week, the Thunderbirds head back to UBC to take on the Alberta Pandas in a matchup of two of the best teams in the conference. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action. At 5 p.m., the women's team looks to continue their winning ways and move up the Canada West standings in a tilt against first-place Alberta. At 7 p.m., the men are in action against number one-ranked Alberta. Both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. You just gotta love sports.
All right, you are listening to Radio Zero. What's up? I am your host, Cam. I am here with the man, the one, the only, Tyler T-Fed Fedchuk.
Woo.
Where you at? You're in there somewhere.
Yo, we're live on
there
the air.
There you go. We're live on the air right now.
Oh, check out this cable salad I've got myself into here.
Delicious cable salad.
Look at that.
So, it's Friday, November the, what is it, the 15th today?
14th.
November the 14th.
2014.
That means that it is only 3 months until Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so
wow.
Start planning your romantic getaways. Start writing that special note to that special someone because you only have 3 months. You only have a quarter of a year to plan this.
Yeah. Ladies, if you're out there, do not buy your boyfriend's Xbox Live memberships. That's a thing you don't want to get for Valentine's Day.
Is that a thing that happened to you?
Maybe.
I remember part of that.
Might have been the beginning of the end.
Yeah, what happened with the fallout there? That was like, eventually, didn't your girlfriend at the time try to
eventually
sell your Xbox on Craigslist, like out from under you?
TV and everything. And yeah, I was getting phone calls for my entertainment system at one point. I was like, I didn't take the hint, as it were.
Oh.
So things didn't go too well from then on. Anyways,
ooh.
Yeah, if you're out there,
ooh.
Ladies, don't buy your boyfriend's Xbox Live memberships for Valentine's Day.
It is not the sexy present you think it is.
It's got to be hours of enjoyment for your partner.
Well, you know what? Some people out there get together because they're both of the people in the relationship are stoked on video games,
yeah.
Right? There's gamer couples.
I think so.
So gamer couples, disregard.
Yeah.
It might be a
great
thing for you.
You already have a membership to Steam or something.
Yeah,
you're already on Steam.
Let's be honest. You're on Steam.
Xbox Live isn't a new thing to you right now.
You're going
to
be getting your significant other a steamy Valentine's gift.
Maybe a copy of Depth.
Ooh, nice.
It's a new sort of like, I was watching this game where you're like divers versus sharks.
Okay.
And so, like, it's like a sort of like a first person shooter. You're underwater, and one team's sharks, one team's divers.
Okay.
And the divers have this little robot called Steve they got to protect while it goes in and gets through entrance ways in these underground, like, caverns. And the sharks have, like, they like swoop in and attack the divers, and divers have guns and shit.
Okay, okay.
And you have to, like, obviously protect Steve and kill the sharks and get the gold.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Do the sharks have any special weapons, or they're just sharks?
Teeth.
Just
and
their regular
can really,
ones.
They can really move fast in the water, and they're also just on top of you.
Ooh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of goofy, but it's also kind of, like, stressful, I think, to play that game.
I would imagine so. Wow.
It's like Counter-Strike, but, like, joke Counter-Strike.
That's true. Joke Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
There's nothing at stake.
Nothing. Well, yeah, I mean, the gold is at stake.
Yeah, I guess. But you're not fighting terror or being the terror.
The shark is the terror.
Hard to
fighting terrifying sharks.
Yeah, that's true.
And the sharks want to protect that gold.
So much of the gaming world is just shooting each other in the face.
Yeah, well, it's not real life, so.
Yeah. Have you played? Okay, there's this new game that some dudes in my studio have been stoked on called Destiny. I think called Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like go to a bunch of different planets, and then you're kind of like a I don't know what. You have to go find some stuff.
It's a bunch of different things at once. It's kind of like somebody equated to, like, it's like Halo, Diablo, and something else kind of all rolled into one.
Is it like Skyrim?
Not really. It's got RPG elements in it, but it's not like it's not like Skyrim. You don't, like, there's not that level of insanity.
Right. Well,
it's not like a totally open world thing. Like, you have zones you can go to and you can walk around in them and, like, you can interact with people, but it's like you go from those zones to another zone where you either are like a team based, like a squad based thing where you take on like a big enemy and get the loot from that, or you can go into like a sort of like person versus like player versus player kind of system.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anyone still listening,
anyhow,
we're going to play some music.
Let's get right into it here.
That one got away from us right at the beginning there.
Yeah, this is some Andras Fox.
Andras Fox here on Radio Zero. Call us up, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio, radiozero.ca, and you are listening to 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We'll be right back. Lace Up for Kids is an annual event organized by UBC Recreation that enlists UBC students to raise money for the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. This year, we're culminating with a community skating celebration and fundraiser at the UBC Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Arena, Thursday, November 20th. Teams can sign up online or donate to rare disease research at www.laceup.ca and start fundraising today.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Museum.
Hey guys, this is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Tyler, and this program right now is Radio Zero.
Hello.
In here with Cam Dales.
What's up?
Back from the Wild East, Kelowna. Kelowna, is that where you went?
Kamloops.
Kamloops, whatever.
Not quite that far.
They're the
east.
Same.
It was wild, though.
Sounds wild. Sounds like you had a wild time.
I did.
Mostly
a wild time.
Once you got back.
Oh, my God. It just got too much.
Mostly, hon, your arrival back in Vancouver seemed to get where things got derailed there.
You know, I've run over curbs before, but I never have run over a curb to the point where I've exploded a wheel.
Yeah.
So, for everybody just tuning in, I was having such a great time. I was having a terrible time, actually. I had a bad day, and I was driving home from Kamloops, and I had some work colleagues in my car, and then I had to drop them off, and I was really choked about needing to drop them off. And then finally I got them dropped off and I was like, yeah, and I was like, my time is my own. Suck it, everybody. I'm out of here. And I like did this big, like real wide, lazy turn around this corner and just ran over a curb and exploded my front passenger side wheel on my car. And then I couldn't get the spare tire to work properly. So I had to get a tow truck guy to come and he made fun of me real bad. And then I had to wrestle the time. Anyway, whatever. It was really stupid. But it went from... It all just went from bad to worse. I had to deal with my stupid... I had this idiot neighbor. And he was drunk as hell in our hallway. He was, like, pancaked out in the middle of the hall. And I had to, like, help him get back into his house. It was just, like... Anyway, it was stupid as hell. But today is a great day. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because it's only 3 months till Valentine's Day.
Ah, oh, yes, Valentine's Day.
Mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta do it.
Make sure you take care of your significant other in 3 months from today.
Start your planning process early, guys, really. And all you men out there, start the process early.
Buy the chocolates now.
Buy them now.
You get a better deal.
Put them in the freezer.
You get a better deal.
Yeah, you can get some post-Halloween chocolates now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you get a box of small ones for probably half price at least.
Yeah. Don't, however, pre-buy Christmas chocolates.
Don't give
Christmas chocolates.
You want to buy the Halloween ones.
Yeah.
Because then it's novelty and it's a bit more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it shows that you've been thinking about your sweet, sweet baby.
For a long time.
For a long time. They'll really appreciate that.
This is professional life advice from you and me right now.
LPT.
If only Nacho Too Sweet was in here to chime in and maybe...
I have a feeling that he has an insane Valentine's Day gone wrong story.
Oh, yeah! If anybody does,
anybody in the world has that.
If anybody in the world has an insane Valentine's Day gone wrong story, that's our friend.
He's the man. Anyway, Too Sweet.
Have you had an insane Valentine's Day gone wrong story?
Not really. I mean, when I was in high school, I broke up with this girl on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
And that was pretty bad.
That's pretty heavy-handed. It's on this.
It was pretty bad, but I just had to get out. Yeah, I had to get out of it.
That was it.
It was so bad though. It was like. Okay, so it was Valentine's Day, and it was at my dumb high school, and like, at our dumb high school, there was like a table in the main foyer, and you could go and get like a little bag of like cinnamon hearts or something for like a dollar, and then, or like Hershey Kisses or whatever, they give you a little assorted candy bag, and you could give it to somebody. So, in any case, I'm avoiding this girl. We hadn't been dating for very long, maybe... You know, 3 months or something, maybe a little less than that. In high school, a small amount of time seems like a long time. But in any way, I was avoiding her all day. And then finally, at the very end of the day, I was like trying to get away from school so I wouldn't have to see her because I am a coward. And then she tracked me down out in front of the old smoke pit. And she was like, hey, so... I was like, hey, she was like, hey, I have something that I want to talk to you about. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you do, because I have something I want to talk to you about, too. I'll go first. And I'm like, she's like, okay, shoot. And I'm like, I don't think we're right for each other. I don't think this relationship is something that we should continue with. I need to get out of it. I like you, but I don't like you in that way anymore. I'm sorry, but it's over. And she's like... not really taking it very well, like a little bit of the well up, a little bit of the like, but she's really trying hard to keep it together, you know? And I'm like, oh God, this is terrible. And then I was like, what did you have to talk about? And she's like, I bought you this bag of assorted candy for Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, thank you. She's like, yeah, whatever. And then just turned around and walked away. And then I didn't really speak to her after that. She didn't like me very much. So, there's that. It's not great.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing really bad happened to me on Valentine's Day. I don't think I did anything wrong on Valentine's Day. Ever.
I'm trying to think of if I have a more recent Valentine's Day screw-up, but I don't think so. Not significant in any case. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Huh. All right, well, let's
just get into some music.
Let's get into, well, we should discuss what's the goings-on this weekend here.
Oh, you're right.
Tonight, the goings-on, there's a couple of events happening. There is the, Light Expo.
Oh, yeah, Light Expo.
That's happening at the
Art and Leisure Center.
Art and Leisure Center in 3rd in Ontario.
Are you playing that? You are, right?
I will be playing records at that at some point tonight. There is, I believe, 14 artists doing projections there, all with their own like projector, BYOP, and the place is pretty big, so you can kind of project on all these giant walls everywhere. So that should be pretty fun. 3rd and Ontario.
Hey, shouts out to Derek Duncan. What's with all the P, man?
Yeah, shouts out to Derek. What's going on, dude?
Let us know what's happening with all the PP.
Yeah, if you want to holler at us on the Twitter and let us know what's happening, we'll be here listening. Or if you need any kind of advice on how to clean it up. Been there.
The best of us have.
You know, been there before.
Yeah.
At least my cat would do that all the time. let's see. What else is going on here? Oh, yeah. Also tonight, it's Easy over at Skylight with Laura and Bobby.
Robert Drano.
And I think Ben Soda's DJ. Yeah, Ben Soda. So it's Andrew, DJ. Laura, and Bobby. So Bobby Drano, LNS, and Ben Soda.
Roberto Drano.
Playing the house music records. That should be pretty neat. And also tonight, there's the weekly Sing Sing Fridays at the Columbia. And tomorrow night, Myself, Derek, and our friend Tyrell is visiting from America.
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. We'll be having a smashing dance mixer over at Index. We'll be jamming the records.
Extremely limited capacity.
Extremely limited capacity. So get there on time. And we've got a nice uplifting beverages on hand. Ba-boom. And some pretty good tunes. So
congratulations.
Excited about that one. And then next week, next Friday night, Logan, Derek, and I are doing Curiosity, a tribute to the Mars rover over at Skylight Gallery.
Nice.
Yeah, you can
achieve your life's goal.
Awakening to your life's purpose.
Awakening to your life's purpose. There
we're looking
go.
For we're looking for global peace forever. we've got some wireless headphones specially flown in for us. So we could DJ from just about anywhere.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Have them shipped in from the microgravity control center.
The microgravity control center sent us some wireless headphones so we can achieve our life's purpose from just about anywhere in the room.
That's perfect. That's
within
great.
Within 30 feet.
Within 30 feet of anywhere.
Yeah. there's some restrictions come along with this.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what's happening next week, next Friday. Let's get this party cracking. Woo!
This is Chaz Jangle.
At Radio Zero Radio on the Twitter. It is in the landline 604-822-2487.
We'll be right back. impossible. Aimez-le.
Tu sais, je suis si sensible à la lumière et inaccessible devant ton sommeil. Un filtre rose, si tu veux que je pose.
Polaroid, comme en photo, aimant les flashs.
Shout out to Sam.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, that's going to be it for the show for us today. This has been Radio Zero, heard every Friday, 2 till 3:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, online, on your mobile, on your tablet, on your Amazon Fire, or whatever the thing's called, whatever you want.
In your black phone, on your Google Glass.
In your black phone.
Imprinted to your memory.
Hit us up online, radiozero.ca, or on Twitter, at Radio Zero Radio. All the shows are archived at radiozero.ca. And, see you guys tonight. I'll be mixing discs, dance records at Vancouver Art Leisure Center at 3rd and Ontario. I believe I'm playing from 12 to 1 or 1 till 2 or something. I don't know, around between 12 and 2 I'm playing at some point. Sometime in there. And... as well, tomorrow night, Derek D, myself, and Tyrell Williams will be playing at Index, banging dance tracks all night long.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. And I'd like to say shouts out to Derek Duncan. Hope you're get that taken
that
care of.
Get that situation all cleaned up.
Get that situation under control. No more lasagna for you after 10 p.m., eh?
John must be so mad.
Oh, John's going to be pissed,
he
as they
loves
say.
Normal.
Shouts out to Sam. Shouts out to Russell, RJ.
RJ, what's up?
The Jessica Ascendancy will rise again, my friend.
Zoom. I hope you enjoyed your non-IMAX experience of Interstellar last
night. Nigel, if you are out there somewhere, man, I say, if I was you, I'd play the blue cards.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations in advance.
Play more blue cards, buddy.
Yeah. Shouts out to Ian Granville.
Shouts out to Ian Granville. Shouts out to...
Shouts out to everybody's mom and dad.
Everyone's parents.
Shouts out to all of those courteous, kind, and loving partners who have begun their Valentine's Day planning.
Yep.
You have 3 months from today.
Yeah, all right. Shouts out to, I don't know.
Shouts out to all the cats and dogs.
Shouts out to all the pets out there.
All of your pets, they need love too.
Take care of those pets, everybody. Okay,
family,
get those pets spayed or neutered.
Yep.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on the air next
we'll
Friday.
Face to face.
Yeah, we got
face to face.
Me and Cam got faces made for radio.
All right.
Okay, have a great weekend. Shouts out to everybody.
Gargoyles coming up next.
Woo! I'm going to go to the next one.